Hello, you guys. Oh my God. This is like our first official episode. Fun fact, actually really sad fact. We don't know if this is going to go live or not.
You didn't even say the name of our podcast.
Well, I'm trying to give him the insights. Already want to do the whole outro and everything.
I'm like, have a good one. See you later.
Okay, no, but if this goes live, that's amazing. You guys are going to get a little insight of our first official episode. But welcome to Pretty Not Smart. If you weren't able to tell, I'm the pretty one and that's the not.
It's because we're both pretty and we're not the brightest. Yeah. So it made sense to name it Pretty Not Smart.
And you guys already know for everything, we're like, sorry, I'm pretty. Like, I just feel like it's the best way to save your ass when you have like a dumb moment.
Literally.
Like every time I have so many dumb moments that it's like. Like, sorry, I even agree how dumb my moments are sometimes. And I'm like, ew, like, how am I that dumb?
And when you can't spell.
Oh, yeah, you guys. I'm Louis the worst at spelling.
Spell to save his life.
But anyways, this is our podcast, Pretty Not Smart, featuring Louis, a.k.a. the baddest perra.
And Yoatzi.
A.k.a. Y-O-A-T-Z-I-L-M-N-O-B-B-L-N-Z.
And if you guys did not know, we're siblings, which makes it more iconic, in my opinion.
Yes. And we have so many videos that we've already filmed together. So wanting to do a podcast was like, it just felt so right because we already don't shut the fuck up 90% of the time that we're together.
So it was natural. Yay. I'm so excited.
So a lot of people don't know that she is older than I am. So I'm going to set the record straight.
Right, I know.
It has nothing to do with the podcast. And I'm like, she's old. I'm just kidding.
I'm all wrinkly.
No, but the funny thing is that people think I'm older than her.
It's because you look more mature.
Ah, it's because you have wrinkles.
It's because he doesn't put his SPF on.
I just started putting SPF on.
Ooh, we can tell.
But yeah, a lot of people think that I'm older, but I think we're only, what, 4 years apart?
Yeah.
I think we're 4 years apart, but I don't know. I like people thinking that I'm the older one because I'm very protective over both my sisters.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like when people think that, like, if I'm being too overprotective, I feel like the role just fits. Yeah. Like, oh, the older brother, but
he's all taking I'm the care middle of me one. My sister.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe because like you're male, I automatically assume like, yeah, you're like the protector.
But I feel like people see me because I'm so like femme vibes, like a little dwink. Everyone thinks that I'm like, oh, don't hit me. But like,
Definitely not.
I will put up the biggest bun in the world, especially when it comes to family.
Yeah, if Louis needs to, oh, you don't want to see his bad side.
I'll literally break my nails. I'll be like, but vice versa. Like, you don't want to mess with the Castros.
Oh,
Yoatzi
yeah,
and Andrea, my whole family's like that. We're literally the sweetest people. I don't want you guys to think that we're just looking for fights because we're not. But I think people trip out because we're the sweetest people and we'll literally try to keep it that way. But if people sometimes push it to the limit, there's times where you just got to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Or stand up. And I think we all have that thing where like, you can mess with me all you want. Nobody cares. But the moment you get into like family.
Absolutely not.
That's when the bun
comes up. I feel like
up.
Too, dude, every time like something has happened with like Louis with all your bullying and all that, like from high school, I put up the biggest bun. I was like, we're not doing this here, mama. Mm-hmm.
Even with like, even our little sister, Andrea, like, I think that's what gets people the most shook. And I personally feel that way. Like, it's always, what do they say? The quiet ones are the ones you should be afraid of.
Los más calmaditos.
Yeah, los más calmaditos. Because
it's calmaditos, pero it's mad. Fierce.
We're all trying to start a fight right now. No, you guys, we're actually really sweet.
We are really sweet. Right. And no, I love that because like every time we meet like supporters or subscribers, they come up to us and like, you guys are like the sweetest people.
I know, that
and,
always like, warms my heart.
Me too. And I love when they call us humble because like we come from poor beginnings. Like we were really, not really poor, but we were pretty poor when we were growing
we
up.
We struggled a lot.
So I feel like that stuck with me in my heart. And like, no matter what, si Diositos quiere and we like make it bigger, I'm always going to stay humble. Like, it's all about staying humble.
And I feel like that's how we were like raised. And I feel like a lot of people, like even our viewers, I feel like a lot of you guys relate to the same like upbringing and how we all like, or a lot of us are like first generation college or even just like with our family and stuff like that. So I think just having that background is always a good reminder wherever you are in life or wherever you're making it. And I think, like I said, most of our viewers also have that like goal of like wanting to help our families out and our parents. So I feel like that's why we have such a strong connection with you guys, because you guys relate to a lot of the stuff that we do or like when we give back to our family or our community. And I think that's why we have such a strong, loving relationship with you guys. Porque nos entendemos. We understand y'all and y'all understand us.
Period.
And it's a very beautiful connection.
And I think that's another reason why we started this podcast. Yes,
so we don't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and so we can talk to you guys more mm-hmm. and so we can get on like that deeper level.
And since we're talking about connections, we wanted to talk about mine and Yoatsi's relationship.
We hate each other so much.
No, I feel like... I don't know. I feel like we weren't that close. Okay, we were super close when we were little because Yoatsi was the first born. I was the second born. So we had a little relationship there.
That was cute.
But then I feel like our teenage years, we weren't that close.
Because I became like, you know, that teenager that's like, I hate my siblings. Get out of my room. Yeah. Like, I went through my little emo phase and like, I just did not want to be around my siblings.
Just that like middle school, high school friends. Yeah. Like, you had your own little world going on. Yeah. And we were still like chamaco vibes compared to like Yoatsi was already going through like puberty. She was like getting hombres and shit like that.
Yeah, and Louie and Andrea were like, let's go make mud pies.
Yeah, we were like over here on picking our noses and shit, making mud pies.
Yeah.
So then I got really close to Andrea.
Yeah.
And me and Andrea were like besties for like, I remember even high school, like I would hang out with her. Like I already had my car. Like me and Andrea were really, really close.
I think that's what's good about you, like being the middle child, because you got to get close to like, both me and Andrea in different stages of like our life.
Literally.
Yeah.
And then I got really close to Yoatsi, even because of social media. I feel like that's something that's like really cool.
Yeah. Because like, I feel like when Louis started doing his channel, that's kind of when he was like, you need to come out of my videos.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, okay. Like I was never really camera shy or like video shy or any of that. So I was like, okay, I'm down. And I feel like we'd be filming so often that it made us like get closer again.
Yeah. And then like, well, you had Travis at a young age as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to take the credit, but I almost feel like I helped her come out of her señora life.
No,
she's still like señora life, but like she was falling into this. Okay. This bitch literally had Travis when she had just turned 21, like fresh out of the womb, 21.
Yes.
And she was literally already a comadre.
I was a comadre with the highlights and everything, you guys. Like,
no, it's just,
I had post a picture right here.
No, but like, I don't know. I feel like obviously having a baby, to all our moms out there, you guys understand, like, it's almost like a whole, I'm sure you girls feel like a shift in your life.
Yeah,
right?
You just, I feel like once you have a baby, for the first time at least, I feel like I completely lost myself in this, like, I didn't know if I could, because I felt like, okay, I can't be a mocosa anymore. I can't be a teenager. I have to be mature. And somewhere in between, I had to find, like, how am I going to dress? How am I going to act? And I didn't know if to be señora or mocosa.
It's so almost like stereotypes or like gender norms where people are like, you have a kid, you better act like you're 40 plus or 50 plus.
And like before I was pregnant, all I would wear was like skinny jeans with like crop tops and like very, very like girly vibes. Mm-hmm. So then after I had Travis, I feel like I couldn't dress like that anymore because I was like, they're going to judge me. Like, esta mamá, mira cómo se viste.
Yeah, very, very those vibes.
Yeah.
So I feel like she was falling into a hole and I had to like, reach for her and like bring her out.
Like Macy's in the señora department.
Like I was like, what happened?
I was like,
but try
my best.
Then I kind of like we started doing like social media together, and I feel like we both experienced like coming into LA for the first time and stuff like that. Like I had came like a few times. And I was like, I need to bring you, and like so all of this whole social media was like really new to the both of us.
Yeah, dude, I still remember. You know what's funny? Because, like I said, I had a hard time, like, adjusting to that new social media life. And Louis would tell me, like, ah, like, you're so dumb. You could be so pretty, but, like, arreglate.
Sorry about it.
And I was just like, I don't know what to do. So the first time that Louis brought me to LA, he was like, you better wear cute clothes. Like, you better, you know. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know any better. So I went on Fashion Nova to like go shop.
Oh, yeah.
But dude, the clothes that I bought, like might as well stayed at Macy's in the señora department, dude.
I forgot about that.
Dude, the first time we were going to meet like one of Louis' like really close friends. And I was like, que me voy a poner? Me puse like leggings with this sweater that had hella long strings in the bottom. It looked like a abuelita sweater. Like, I remember when I like got to the airport, Louis picked me up. He's like, what's that? And I was like, like, I didn't know what to wear. I was so nervous. But now,
we had to like dig her out of that hole. It's because, mira,
dude,
it's one of those things where like, like, you all need to look good, you know, because like you represent each other. So I was like,
bitch, you need to look good.
No, I was just like, I can't be looking like all perra vibes and her be like, now, boo.
Yeah, no, I had a hard time, but definitely coming over here to LA and like just being exposed to all this more made me feel like, okay, you're not a vieja. Like, you're definitely not like 60 years old. Like, dress young. And honestly, Laura too, Laura's boutique, hella inspired me, because seeing Laura, and she had Elliot already, and the way that she would dress, I was like, oh my God, Laura looks like she's like 20. She looks so young. So I was like, no, me too. So then I feel like I got inspo from like Laura.
Well, like, she was in her 20s, but you mean like
early 20s. Yeah, like, I meant like early 20s. Like, she looked super young. And I was like early 20s también, but I was feeling like 60.
Yeah. So I think she was able to really see like other people and how they manage like mommy life and like social personal life as well. Uh-huh. So you were like, oh, I can do that.
I was like, period, I can do it.
But
Yuatsi was born.
Yeah, I definitely think social media brought us really close and helped our bond get even closer. And yeah, so we really want to talk about our childhood and what our relationship was like, because we have some funny stories.
We have a lot of funny stories. And hopefully it just helps you guys get to know us on like that deeper level, because we have talked about like some stories when we were kids on our YouTube. Mm-hmm. But we'll share new ones today.
Because I feel like this is why we're so excited to do this platform, because on YouTube, I felt like my videos could not go over 30 minutes or I was just going to be like... Now, but I feel like having this podcast is just going to allow for our conversations to go like longer and like
talk.
Yeah. And just like have an actual conversation.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, I think we forgot to address the elephant in the room.
Which one?
Our fucking setup.
I'm all looking like,
I know you're all looking at yourself. Like, what's going on? You're like, am I flashing them? No. So... we're like, we try. No. Okay, you guys, so like we said, this is what we think might be our first episode. So we are in the works of not only decorating but having a whole new setup,
yes,
and buying some cute furniture and shit. So like,
if you guys watch, if you don't watch, we can't afford new furniture.
They're like, sorry about it.
They're like,
No, it's just, it's a work in progress, y'all.
Yes,
so
it is.
And denos un poquito de ratito. And
y se va a ver bien
it's going to look so pretty. Yeah. Ah, looks like shit.
We're like, they're like, when is it going to look pretty?
After we have it all set up.
Yeah. We're like, oh.
They're like, hey, babes, it's been about 10 episodes. It looks not so great.
It looks so good.
Nah. If y'all know one thing about it is that we like to go full out. So
we'll be shopping at Home Goods.
I know everything. All the etiquetas are on everything.
I know. No, I feel like we love decorating. And what?
It's because I always leave the etiquetas on everything, so I low-key feel like it's on this.
It is!
I knew it! I was like, there's no way.
Wait, I do the same thing. My mom's like, every time my mom goes to my house, she's like, si tengo preguntas de cuánto cuesta algo, I just look, because siempre dejas las etiquetas.
Dude, like, why do we do that? Because I thought it was just me.
It's because, you know what I do? I buy it, and I find a spot for it. I'm like, that's where it looks cute. I leave it, and I'll leave it.
No, and my reasoning for it is I put it in the spot, and I want to give it a few days to see if I love it or not. So if I don't love it, I can return it. So I leave the tag. Literally, you guys, these little pink chairs, she's had them for like over a year. I literally just ripped off the tag right now because it was
is
right
it
there.
Under? Get it out. Show them.
And I'm lazy.
But it's down there.
But yeah, so our setup is gonna look so much cuter. But we were really eager to film this already. So we're like, you know what? Forget the lo que importa es la plática.
Sí, no importa. Yeah,
no importa la decoración. So that'll come after. Be patient with us. How far back should we go?
To when you were in the womb. What do you remember?
Do you remember when I used to sing to you in the stomach?
No, you don't remember when I was in my mom's womb. I left you a little sign in there. You don't remember what it said?
No, but you know what I do remember? I'm going to put you on blast.
Aww.
I do remember when we were little.
No, I'm scared.
When we were little, I took a lot of inspo from Yuatsi. She was the older one. So like
She was a pretty one.
You know, you're a kid. You need like someone to follow and stuff. So I remember when we were little, Yatsu would always get mad at me for copying her.
Shut up.
You don't remember? You would get so mad and you would tell my mom, like, the way Yatsu would color or the things that Yatsu would draw or stuff. She'd be like, Ma, siempre me está copiando Luis.
Shut up.
Yes, you would get so, and you would get, and I'd always be like, like, I didn't know what was wrong with it. And she's like, ¿y por qué siempre me copias? And I was like.
I'm like, he wants to be me so bad.
Yeah, no, it was very that. And I was like, ooh.
You're like, I'm trying to come out.
For real, that was my side. I was like, hey, mom.
What the heck?
But I feel like remember that. A lot of like my childhood, I remember you getting mad at me because I would copy you.
I'm trying so hard to remember that.
And I was just like, great.
No, what I remember, I don't remember that, but I remember Louis being the biggest bully ever.
Bully
brother to me and Andrea.
At what age? At like 3?
Always. No. You're always being a mocoso running around. And he would like take our stuff. And oh my God.
Really?
So there was this moment. I don't know where he got it from. The finger pointing thing when you'd be like.
Okay, that.
I hated that so much, you guys. Like we would get in trouble and be like, Mommy, like Luis me pegó. And my mom was like, Luis, ¿sí cierto? He'd be like, no. And then in the back, he'd be like.
I'd hide behind my parents, but my parents would never catch
Dude,
me.
Dude, I hated that.
They'd be like getting them in trouble because like I'd either save my ass or I'd lie about something.
Yeah.
And I'd go. Because they wouldn't believe them.
And we would get so mad because like he would get away with it. So he would just like the whole day he'd just like.
And then they would get so mad and they'd start crying.
Andrea especially. Yeah. You got Andrea so many times with that moment.
I feel like I gave Andrea like anger issues because like. She was like. She would try so hard to make my parents.
She'd be like, look, he's doing it.
Oh, yeah. Right when I'd go like this, she'd be like, look. And then I'd be like. Like, I don't know what she's talking about. Like, and I think because I was like the boy of the family, I've always been like a mama's boy. So my mom would be like, Minga mi amor.
Minga mi amor.
She would always like baby me.
Ay.
Yeah, I was definitely a mama's boy. My mom would always have my back.
And he was mean to us. I feel like he just naturally as a boy, he was just like being, you know, travieso vibes. Like very travieso.
Yeah, I was very travieso vibes like.
You know, wait, I just remembered a moment too. He had so much energy growing up. He'd always be like how he is now. Picture him like younger and just like crazier and more like, nah! Like, I feel like now you're old enough to control yourself.
For real.
But cuando estaba mocoso, like, dude, he could not control himself. And sometimes he'd be like, my mom would come up to me and she'd be like, Yatsita, ¿crees que Luisito se va a calmar cuando crezca? Like, you think que va a ser más calmado? And I was like, oh no, mom, he's going to be like this for life. She's like, you think so? Like, my mom all concerned.
No, my mom literally took me to the doctor because of that.
Yeah.
Because my mom was just like, I guess she wanted to see if something was wrong with me. Because
he was way too hyper.
But the reason... Because it wasn't like she randomly was like, I'm going to take him. It's also because the teachers at school would complain that I couldn't stay still or that like I had too much energy and like that I wouldn't pay attention. Yeah. So I think my mom was like, okay, I'm going to take him to a doctor to see if he's like, okay. And I mean, obviously I was so young, but I asked my mom, I was like, do you think they said that I had like ADD or something like that? And then obviously she doesn't really remember because this was when I was like in elementary school.
Yeah, he was pretty young.
But she said that she's pretty sure they did say that because they tried giving me pills.
Yes.
Which obviously for some people who struggle with like ADD or ADHD,
uh-huh.
they dan pastillas to like help you like calm.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom said that they prescribed me like pills and something.
Yeah.
And me dio una pastilla. And I guess she only gave me one because she was like, oh, I guess it's going to calm him. But she said that she was like even crying because she said that I was so calm.
Yeah. And she didn't like it. And then after she was just like, oh, like, así es como va a estar todo triste. Like, this isn't him. Like, this is not his personality. Mm. So she was like, it's okay. I'd rather struggle and let him be crazy than to have him all triste vibe.
Yeah, because she said that I was just like sitting there. Like, I just looked tired or like sad. And she was like, ew, like, I'd rather him be like hella full energy vibes. And
And that's how Louis was born.
Yeah, literally. No, and like now she tells me all the time. She's like, I'm glad that like I just let you be you and do your thing because like obviously I found this amazing platform with y'all who support my mensadas.
Dude,
like it's so funny. I'll be posting like the randomest shit or like now that I live alone, like I'll be posting dancing videos and stuff and people are like, dude, you're like crazy. Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Or like people will be like, pobrecito, like the way you guys do.
Pobrecito.
or they'll be like, like, ma'am, I think he's out again. Ah! Like, stuff like that.
Sometimes, like, when he's crazy and we're at home, I'm like, mami, no le diste a Luis sus pastillas, ¿verdad?
Shit like that. But, like, My mom always like makes it like a joke now. She's like, I'm just glad like you able to got to do your thing, and like I didn't put you on like those.
So if you're crazy, let it be you and be crazy you, because you never know.
Like, yeah, it's just like
be unique.
Your personality.
Yeah, that's just how you are. You're crazy.
Yeah, I wonder what would have happened if I would have done that, but
you'd probably be like an accountant or something.
Bitch, an accountant. I don't know. You'd probably actually be smarter. No, it's because I'm so dumb. You'd be ugly
and smart.
No, okay, no. Look, you guys. Would you consider yourself like book smart or like street smart?
I feel like I'm half and half.
Yeah.
Because I went to school.
Yeah, you're right.
I got my bachelor's. And like when I really wanted to dedicate myself to something, I could get it. So I feel like I'm book smart and street smart.
I feel like I'm just like street smart and like I'm a visual person. So school was so hard for me, you guys, because I couldn't pay attention. And it's not even because I was like, I hate it. Like, I don't want to pay. I couldn't. Like, yeah. I get distracted with the easiest things ever. I hated it because everything was like reading or like whiteboard writing. And I was like, if you just give me something to see, I have like picture memory and like I can remember things really easily.
Yeah.
But it was so annoying. And like teachers literally told me that I was dumb because I couldn't like learn. But I just have a different way of learning, and I feel like when it comes to serious stuff, I'm really serious, and I feel like I'm really smart. So, like, it's something that I have to remind myself of, because my whole life I was literally told that I was just dumb. Aww. But, like, no, like, now...
The podcast pretty not smart.
No, but, like, I can make it a joke now because I know I'm an airhead about certain things, but it doesn't hurt me anymore now because I basically know that, like, I'm not dumb. I just have a different way of, like, learning. Like, even in college, when, like, I had really great grades in college. I was, like, straight A's at some point. Oh,
yeah, you had really good grades.
I had a really good GPA, too. But the thing with me is that it would take me an extra step to learn something that someone could learn really easily.
Yeah, pobrecito, dude.
I would have to stick, like, after school.
The way that I remember he would, like, when we were in college, because we went to the same school, in case you didn't know. We went to CSU.
We went to college together.
In Monterey. Louis would stress out about like your history papers. Remember?
I would literally cry.
Like he would read and read and read it. He's like, I don't get it. Like, help me. And then so I would read it and then I would explain it to him in a way that I knew he could understand it. And then he'd be like, oh, like that makes so much more sense. Yeah. Like, why did they write it like this? Like some of the prompts were ridiculous.
And then my mom would always be like confused porque Yoatzi would go home like after she was done and stuff. But I would have to, I would literally stay on campus till like 2 a.m.
That's true. You would stay so late. Yeah,
and then she'd be like, are you okay? Are you still there? And like my mom too. But it's because I had to take an extra step to learn things. And I also had to like, I needed a quiet environment. And at home, because I get distracted so easily, if I could hear like Yoatzi laugh, I'd be like, I'd want to go out and like list, or like I'd pretend like I had to grass and then eat and like just socialize with y'all. So I was like, okay, I'm in school. There's nothing else to do here but like study.
How boring. It's so miserable.
Yeah, it fucking sucked. But I'm able to make a joke out of it now because I know I am smart in different ways. But like now it's just, it's funny to me because I do realize how much of an airhead I am. Sometimes like I suck at spelling and I get, you know how, you want to know how bad I am at spelling, you guys? And I want to like, I get mad at my iPhone because you know how like when you write something wrong, it underlines it red, and then you press and it gives you the correct way of spelling it.
Yeah.
I spell shit so wrong that when I click it, it says like, there's like a little message that says it doesn't know what I'm trying to write.
It's all confused. It's like not found.
Yeah, I think that's what it says. Yeah. Like when you press it, it says like not found. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, so I have to use the stupid like speaking thing and be like, say the word.
Oh.
Like recently I was trying to spell chiropractor and I guess I was spelling it so wrong because I would press it and it said like word not found. Like it doesn't know. And I was like,
I'm trying to think of an example, but there's so many times where he's like, how do you spell this? And me and Andrea just look at each other and we just laugh like for real.
Like I still don't know how to spell weather. I don't know. It's like whether you want to do this or not, or like what's the weather? I don't know how to spell that.
Weather. I'm all spelling it for you. It's W-E-A-T-H-E-R. That's
they
weather.
They sound the same.
They do. English is hard. So you're fine. Yeah, that's why you're pretty not smart.
Yeah, that's why we're pretty not smart. So if you're like us, then you're also pretty not smart. And if you're both, amazing. I'm jealous.
By the end of this podcast series, we will all be pretty and smart.
Let's pray. Every episode we have a spelling bee. Wait, that would be funny.
Spelling. That would be funny.
Wait, that would be funny. You guys should like comment a word.
No, because then it's gonna say when they comment.
No, but I won't look. Oh, I have a really bad memory. I won't even remember how it's spelled.
Okay, and then I'll read it to you.
Yeah, like if you guys should comment, like this should be the word of the day. And then you test me and I'll see like I can like remember.
That would be so
that would be sickening.
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like we want to start with our scary stories
to tell in the dark.
So this is like from our, this is a really vivid, I think I've talked about this on my channel.
Yes. Yeah, we
You know what I'm going to talk about?
On a mukbang? Yes. Yeah, the only one that we're all traumatized by.
This is the one that has me fucked up because to this day, I'm like, it was real.
It's
like,
still because the anxiety, I'm all squishing my head.
Dude, I know, I'm all like.
Anxiety till this day, you guys.
So I feel like this is a really vivid memory that we both have when we were younger. When we were younger, we lived in the first house that my parents were able to ever like really get. So it was like this cute little two-story house. And we, I feel like we experienced a lot of like paranormal shit in there.
We definitely did.
Like a lot.
And then later we learned, you're going to see, but later we learned that there was a lot of paranormal stuff because I guess the previous tenant would do witchcraft in one of the bedrooms upstairs.
Yeah, that's what we had heard. And we were like once we heard that, everything made sense.
So we're like, oh.
And no, and what was even creepier, it was, they would do it in the room that we used to stay in.
Yes.
So then once my parents found out, they switched us rooms.
They're like, ooh, let's switch.
My parents, it was only a two-bedroom house, and my parents used to have the master bedroom, but because once they found out about that scary shit, they gave us the master bedroom, and they stayed in the little smaller room.
Yeah.
Just, like, I guess to be, like, safe. But this is, like, one really, like, vivid memory that me and Yoatsi have, and I feel like it's just crazy. So basically how it happened, from what I remember, because it's so many years ago, and I have really bad memory. From what I remember,
how old do you think we were?
I was definitely in elementary school.
Yeah.
I think you were in elementary school too.
I think so too. I kind of want to say like fifth grade.
Yeah. And I was probably like what, third grade or second?
Yeah. Yeah. We were little.
And it's like one of those things where like, obviously when you're super young, you don't have a lot of memory about things. But when you have like a traumatic or like a really scary thing, you're going to fucking
remember it.
And so we were downstairs. I think we were on the sofa watching movies. Me and Yoatsi, as always, like, love watching movies.
Yeah. No, it was, we did, like, a little sleepover.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. We were, like, on a mattress, right?
We were on a mattress. Oh, okay. We had asked my parents, like, can me and Louie have a sleepover, like, downstairs? We just wanted to, like, I don't know, feel cool downstairs with the big old TV and, like, have a little night, you know?
So, like, we had a little inflatable mattress. Uh-huh. And were we watching something scary? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
I think we were just like chilling, watching. Yeah, because our parents wouldn't let us watch.
Yeah.
My mom would be like, eso es el diablo. They wouldn't let us watch scary movies.
Especially if it was at night. Hell no. Yeah, they would not let us watch something scary.
But I don't know why, but we heard something. Mm-hmm. And we both immediately like looked at each other and went under our sheets.
Yeah, nos tapamos con las cobijas and we're like, and we were like, what was that?
And like keep in mind, by this time we had already experienced so many paranormal shit in this house.
Yeah, so we're like, great, here we go.
Yeah, so then we were like, look, we didn't want to look. We were both hella scared. Bitch, tell me why we had, so our living room was connected to our kitchen, and our kitchen was like a little hallway going like down.
Yeah.
And
oh, you remember it all good.
Yeah. The moment you turned around, the first thing you would see was a little window. I don't know why the fuck our door led to the backyard had a little window. It was just like a little cuadrito. Like, I haven't seen a fucking door like that in a long time. It was weird.
Like back in the day, you know how they had like little granja homes, like farm homes, and then those had little windows. Yeah. Ours looked like that.
Like
they had like a random little glass window with like little curtains. Mm-hmm.
And the little curtains, sometimes my mom would like open them para que cerrara la ventanita. But at this point, she had them like where they were like open. So it was kind of like this.
Yeah.
You could see an like opening. Open. Bitch, tell me why me and Yoatsi both decided to like take a peek at that window.
At the exact same time.
Because that's where the sound, it sounded like it was coming from.
Yeah.
We look, bitch, we both scream.
Absolutely not.
And we go under the sheets and we're like, we're both like getting murdered downstairs. And we're like, Diosito, por favor. Like, I don't know, we were fucking scared.
And then we just like ran upstairs, like in chinga. We didn't even like have time to communicate with each other, nothing. We just both booked it upstairs and we ran to our parents and we're like crying.
And like, once everything like went down, we said we saw some shit. I think I was the one who like got like nervous and was like, what did you see?
Yeah. We were both like, wait, what'd you see?
Because I got the impression that I was like, we must have seen the same thing because this was fucking scary. Like we both screamed hysterically.
And we both like got super freaked out. So then that's when I told Louie and I was like, well, and I was like, when I looked in the window,
I'm getting scared too. I'm like, something pulls me right
now. End of the podcast.
The ghost is like, all right.
Dude, I'm getting like goosebumps. Ugh, that's so creepy. So I told him and I was like, well, when I looked in the window, I saw like, I said like a werewolf.
Yeah, we both
said
like a werewolf.
Like a werewolf with his hands like this, just like peeking at us in the window. We're like,
but you
like
know what was scary?
Looking at us.
The moment she said werewolf, I got scared because that's what I saw. Like I hadn't told her what I had seen. And then we both said with the hands like this.
We're like, with the hands like this?
Yes. The moment we said that, we were like, y'all.
Like, we saw the same thing.
And I don't give a fuck if y'all don't believe in paranormal shit or what the fuck's good. Yes. What a fucking coincidence. The fact that we both saw the same thing and we described it in the same way with the face.
Oh, the face, dude. Yeah.
And it was just like literally, almost como si fuera un perro, like, opening its mouth.
A ver, copéalo.
I'm like.
Yeah, I was just really like.
That was my dad.
It was our neighbor.
Oh my God, imagine if they just had a mask on and wanted to fuck with us.
They wanted to fuck with us.
We solved the mystery.
That's what it was.
Imagine. No.
It was our neighbors, Arthur and Fernie.
Yeah. No, I'd rather keep thinking it was a ghost. All right. Yeah. No, you guys, but
it was crazy
how vivid we both like experienced it and like remembered it.
Yeah.
And the moment she told me that's what she saw, I literally was like, we're gonna die. Like, this werewolf is gonna come after us.
And after that, I don't think we like did a little sleepover like that for a long time.
And like the reason it was scary is because like our how was our imagination gonna experience the same thing? And two, we weren't really allowed, we weren't allowed to watch scary movies when we were little.
Yeah.
My parents literally would not let us. They'd be like, esas cosas del diablo, like,
I feel like the scariest thing that I watched growing up was Chucky. That I remember vividly, Chucky, pero ahí no habían werewolves.
Yeah, like our parents really wouldn't even allow us to watch that shit in their house and stuff. I feel like the first scary movie that I ever watched in my whole life was like Paranormal Activity. Back when I was already like in middle school or something.
Yeah, I was already in high school.
And my parents were so mad at us for watching that. We didn't even tell them we were going to watch that and they were like telling us shit. But that's why I'm saying like we experienced all this paranormal stuff when we were like younger. And we didn't have the imagination to like imagine these things because we had never really watched stuff like that.
That's so scary.
So
do you remember if we told my parents?
Yeah, I think we told them they were like, meh.
Yeah, they didn't believe us. I get those vibes that they were just like, shut up.
But then another thing, now that we're older and we still talk about these things, our parents told us that they kept like a lot of little things like that from us because they didn't want us to get scared.
Yeah.
That house was, I feel like we should make a whole episode on like the paranormal shit we've dealt with in that house.
And unfortunately, we moved to apartments and I got some pretty scary paranormal stuff. It like followed her. No, I think this was a fresh new ghost. I'm not even kidding.
No, it was not the same one.
No, I don't think so.
It wanted you.
All right. I was like, it wanted me. For real? No, I think it was a completely separate ghost. But ever since that, I don't think I've really experienced anything like that.
No, it's because they blessed your room. Well, we'll get into that in another episode if you guys want to hear, because we have a lot of. But I feel like when I think childhood, honestly, you guys, like mine and Yossi's childhood, that's one of the first things I think about is like that little werewolf
that
shit.
That little werewolf thing.
Should we? No.
What?
You shouldn't tell them about your parties.
No.
We won't go full into detail.
No.
Sorry about it. You wanted to be on a podcast. Okay, you guys. So.
Okay, I'm going to leave right here.
No. And the reason I want to talk about this one is because we're trying to talk about how our bond got really close when we were younger. That's what this whole episode's about. So if you're not going to open up, then get out of my podcast. All right, it's all mine.
I'm like leaving the headphones on. I'm like.
The podcast name changes to Not Smart.
Just Not Smart. The pretty left.
No. Okay, so. When Yahtzee was in high school, she was trying to be a badass.
No, I was trying to fit in.
It was high school, right?
Yeah. It was high school.
It was high school.
It was like my junior and senior year of high school.
Of you guys like.
Yeah, it was all my parties.
So when senior. You were like junior and senior, I was like seventh grade, eighth grade?
Yeah.
No, I was like sixth or seventh grade.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I remember I dyed my hair blue when I was
in sixth grade. Oh, yeah, 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 right.
So I was like in sixth grade. Yahtzee was probably like a junior.
Es que me aloqué, you guys, because my mom was so strict. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad, so strict, they would not let us do, me, because I was like the guinea pig. I was the first one. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let me do nothing. I couldn't go anywhere, no parties. So when they gave me a little bit of freedom, I was like, I like me aloqué.
And she was super like, my parents had her like on a leash so tight that like when she wanted to start going to parties, my mom really only let her go because I would go with her.
Yeah, like, she's like, te vas a llevar a Luis.
Yeah, and you're like, no. I'm telling y'all, she was saying I was the mean one. She was the mean one. She's like, no me copies. And now look, you don't want me to go to my...
That's natural. I feel like all the grown... all the teenagers get stuck with the little siblings. Yeah. Like, aunque no quieramos, the parents somehow think that because you take the sibling, te vas a portar más bien or something.
But I think my mom would be like, te vas a llevar a Luisito because I was like a mama's boy. So my mom would be like...
¿Qué hizo yo a ti?
Yeah. She would be like, ¿qué hizo? Like, she would always ask me like, que eso se portó bien, but me and Yuati ended up, I feel like this is why we got so close during that time, because so I would go with Yuati and I was like, where are we going, guys? Like,
all innocent.
When I was in sixth grade, like, I feel like when I was in sixth grade, I was like, oh, I'm an adult, but you're thinking a sixth grader like just left elementary school, like,
oh my god,
that's been pinche mocoso. I probably don't even know how to wipe my ass.
I was like, hurry up, vámonos.
And Yuati would go to like high school parties and stuff, and she would take me, and it ended up becoming fun because I think all of Yuati's friends would always be like, what? Like, why is your brother here? Like, everyone thought it was weird. But once they got to know me, they all thought I was, like, fun.
He's so fun. Yeah. Bring him always.
So then Yuati was like, okay, I'll start bringing him. And, like, obviously my mom would let her go out more the more she would let me go.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like me and Yuati's little bond started that way because I wouldn't tell my mom what would happen in these parties, but because I would have a fun time with her. So she'd be like, ¿qué hicieron? And I was like, well, we just sat down and played Uno.
Literally.
I was just like,
we did nothing. We just played with the Wii.
I know. She's like, ¿tomaron? And I was like, no.
We both get all quiet.
Everyone here had a drink before they were 21.
No.
Sorry about it. It's not like we would get drunk. Yeah.
No, we wouldn't get drunk. But like me and my friends thought it was cool to like sip on like Four Locos and stuff. Oh, yeah. Four Locos and MD2020s.
My whole life I've been trying to remember what those were.
MD2020s.
Oh my God. The little colorful ones.
Yeah, dude.
They and they'd be like, what color do you want? And they'd be like blue, purple.
Disgusting. But, I wonder if they still exist.
I've never, my whole life I'd be like, Yati would make me drink this one. Well, she wouldn't make me, but like I tried.
I'm not shoving it down your throat.
Like, oh. No, but I was like, what were these things? But they were like, whatever.
MD2020s. They were so nasty.
Yeah, we're not encouraging underage drinking or anything like definitely that whatsoever. Not. But like, I'm just saying, like, we had tried it. And I feel like I never remembered what those were called, but everything was like affordable, like alcohol. So I think that's why they would get it.
Dude, honestly, if you ask me to this day how we got it, I still don't even remember how we got it. I think just whatever party I went to, they were there. And I was like, yeah, okay. But also, like, I couldn't get drunk or anything because like if I acted some type of way in front of my mom,
my parents were so strict.
Ooh, no me las iba a acabar. And like I don't think I've ever been like a get drunk buzz type of person. So like maybe once or twice, but when I was older, pero like the chamaca, hell no, because if my mom caught me, I probably would have never seen the light again.
My parents, like, you guys know our parents, they're super fun and they're like, they're loving and everything, but when we were younger they were so strict, and like me and Yuati used to hate like the way they were with us when we were younger, but now that we're older, we obviously appreciate it and we realize it because
they did it to protect us.
Yeah, they did it to protect us, and I feel like we were guided in the right way. I feel definitely like they raised us how they wanted to, and even they always think, like, my parents are so sweet. They're always like, we're so thankful for your guys and how you are, even just like how we are with them, the relationship. And
so I feel like if anything, our relationship has gotten amazing so with my parents. Like amazing.
But because of the way they raised us.
Before I forget, another, I love this story of me and Louis. This is how you know our bond was like, it was so good. The time we got caught sneaking out of my room. Okay. So that night, I was planning on sneaking out con un niño mocoso. I was a senior in high school, and I was, like, gonna go, like, hang out with him. Uh-huh. And so every time I snuck out, sorry, Mom, I had, like, this plan already thought out. Like, what time am I going to bed? What time I'm leaving? Blah, 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 blah. And to make sure that it was safe to sneak out at around, like, 11:30, I would go to my kitchen to make sure Ghost is clear, my parents are asleep. And I go, and Louis is on his phone. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, why aren't you asleep? And then he's like, what are you doing? And then I was like, I'm going to sneak out. And then he was like, oh, me too. And we were like, what? Like, the same day we were planning on sneaking out.
So I guess we had both already done it, but we didn't know we were like,
yeah, we didn't know. And then Louis was just like, I've done it before. And I was like, oh, me too.
And then, like, we bonded over, like, how she would do it and how I would do it.
Yeah, we were all talking about our strategies.
And we were like, what the fuck's good?
And, like, we had some of the same strategies, like how we would quietly leave and leave, like, just our strategies.
And that inspired my sneaking out at 3 a.m. videos because we already knew how to sneak out. Yeah. But...
uh-huh. But anyways, we're getting ready. And then I was like, well, and then the guy that I was talking to at the moment had a car. So then I was like, if you want, like, just come sneak out with me. It's better if, like, we both do it together. And then I'll give you a ride to your friend's house if you want to like sneak out too. He was just like, okay, I'm down.
I hated that.
But yeah, dude, we snuck out and like I had this plan. I was like, shut up and vamonos. We went through my bedroom. I had like a big ass window in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I left like the TV on. No, my parents would never know. And we like snuck out together. We climbed the fence together. We're all helping each other out. Long story short, we successfully sneaked out until it was time to come back home.
That's where we were out for a long time. I think we left like around 1 a.m. and we would always come back before like 5.
Yeah, before like the sun started to rise, because my parents would wake up early to get ready for work or whatever.
Yeah, so we were like, go. Like I remember, yeah. I would set an alarm, be like, fuck, and then
it's time.
And you'd text me
in
like,
case we fell asleep or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I picked him up and it was time to come back. We had successfully done everything until it was time for us to come back. We jumped the fence back and I opened the window to get in. Y creo que ya nos habíamos metido los dos, right? Mm-hmm. Nos metimos a mi bedroom. But for whatever reason, one of us made like a loud ass noise.
No, you tripped when you were coming in.
Oh, I tripped.
And you knocked something down. We were like, fuck.
And we're like,
yeah, we started panicking.
We started panicking and like cerré la ventana. Like I closed everything really good. But my mom still heard. Mm-hmm. And like my mom came through the door and she was like, ¿qué está pasando? And
because
like,
my parents' room was right next
to
her.
It was right next to hers. And I just like panicked and I was like, no, nada. And then I think she went to go talk to you in your room. Mm-hmm. Yo me quedé like panicking in my room. And then I was like, fuck, what are we going to do? Like my mom was going to kick my ass. And I guess I remember Louis came up with the story and he said, es que Yoatsi se iba a escapar porque no se estaba sintiendo bien. Se iba a escapar, pero yo le dije que no se escapara, so yo la paré antes de que se fuera. Like,
no.
Basically stopped it.
Because she said that, I guess she didn't want to throw me under the bus.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'll just say that it was me. So I was like, that's all she told me before my mom like separated us.
Yeah.
So I knew that's the story that she was going into, but I also didn't want to completely throw her under the bus and be like, she's going to go get chile. So then that's why I was like, she wasn't feeling good. Like she needed someone to talk to and blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then so I was like, and I just like wanted to stop her.
Yeah.
But I feel like my mom just like, I think it was one of those things where my mom was like fucking mad, but I think she understood that we were like having each other's backs.
Yeah. Like
so she was like, just let it slide because I had I had my sweats on and a hoodie. Like she knew.
Yeah. And me too. I also had sweats on and a hoodie.
So I feel like she didn't want to question us any further, but it was obvious that I had like gone as well, but she didn't really like question us that much.
She just kind of let it slide.
And that's when I feel like the beginning of like
a beautiful friendship.
No, it was just like when you both got each other's backs like that. And I feel like at this point on, like I'm telling you guys, me and Yotsu were doing so much crazy shit when we were younger that we both kind of had like, I guess, dirt on each other.
Oh, we did.
So our secrets kept us closer.
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, le voy a decir a mi mamá.
Oh my God. And then we would do like this thing. I don't know if you remember. We would do, oh wait, well, before I get into that, I also do want to say we're not encouraging y'all to sneak out and shit.
Absolutely not. When because I was going to chingar.
If not you only that, but like, you don't know, like a lot of shit could happen and like going behind your parents' back
I
is
feel
like scary.
Well, I don't know if it's because I'm more mature, but for sure now I am more scared of that. Well, you know what it is, honestly, because when I went to school and I was studying and stuff, I guess when you're in that teenage years, mm-hmm. you don't really think of the consequences when you're in those moments.
Yeah.
And when you mature, you start thinking more of the consequences. Mm-hmm. Pero cuando estamos mocosos, I feel like we're just like, let's do it. And you don't really think
it's
of like what could happen.
It's like an adrenaline rush. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like hopefully this like helps you guys if you're like in this situation right now where you're like having fun, because yes, it is fun. I had a great time, memories and shit, but like you also don't know what could happen, especially
so
like nowadays. And like now that I'm dude, and I talk about this shit with my friends all the time, I'm like, how is it that back then when I was younger, middle school, high school vibes, I had the balls to do all this crazy shit?
Yes.
And now fuck no, bitch, I will never.
Absolutely not.
You guys, I literally I live in my own house now. Nope. Parents, my parents respect my privacy so much. Like, my parents will never come in here like, ¿qué está haciendo? Like,
no,
none of that. Yeah. I'm single. Like, I could literally either bring people into my house or quote unquote sneak out and do whatever fuck. But bitch, I will not, and I cannot do that now. Like,
then,
I will not.
Yeah, and then my fault too. I watch too much like true crime and documentaries.
Oh yeah, that's just
but dude,
scary.
I'm just so scared mm-hmm. of like anything happening. Que me van a robar or like something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So
and we used to think like, oh, our parents are so like strict and annoying, because we, like I said, my parents were really strict. But now like I fully understand.
I'm like 100%. So
and
do not do it.
No, and we had a talk with my parents. Because we eventually confessed to them about all these things, about the partying, about the sneaking out.
Yeah.
Like now we were old enough to like laugh about it, but it's when Andrea was kind of going through her teenage years. So we talked to my parents because like Andrea was starting to go through that teenage phase and being like, oh, they don't let me do shit.
Yeah.
So we kind of talked to my parents. We're like, look, you guys had us really like tied up. And like, obviously don't let Andrea do whatever she wants. I was like, but give her a little bit of freedom, because mm-hmm. that way she'll trust you guys enough to ask you for permission, one, and two, like, not do shit behind your guys' back.
It's better for like your kids to be honest, you and, know?
And yeah, my parents, like, we couldn't even really do sleepovers as much.
Yeah.
But my parents would let Andrea go to sleepovers. They would let her like hang out with her friends really late at night.
She would go to like concerts in downtown Santa Cruz.
Yeah, yeah, we couldn't do that. At that point, like, I feel like I would have been jealous, but I was already old enough to be like, you know what? Like, I'd rather her do that than do the shit we were doing.
Yeah.
And Andrea's like the baby of the family. So me and Yati are always like a little more overprotective over her.
Oh, hell yeah.
Even though Andrea's like a really independent person, she can take care of herself. But
she's
like,
she's so good at taking care of herself.
And I think it's all because of the trust my parents gave her and because us giving her more like advice and shit. But yeah, we did some crazy ass shit. And
so don't do it. There's too many crazy people out there.
A lot of crazy shit. But what I was going to say earlier is that I remember me and you would have like this weekly thing. I don't know if you remember. I would go into your room and we would just talk about like shit that would happen, whether it was good stuff or bad stuff.
We just have like a little podcast.
We're already like manifesting it. No, it was almost like a therapy session.
It was.
We were like,
so what's the tea?
Yeah, we're like, so what's, how was your week? And like, I don't know. It's so crazy.
I'd be like, I got 5 chilas this week.
For real? She would just tell me like her boy problems, chile appointments. And, and I think what made us even closer was the fact that Yuatsi was my first family member that I came out to.
Yeah.
So
I feel special.
It gave me like a sense of like, oh, like, because I really was not expecting her reaction, you guys. I really thought she was going to be like, fucking bitch, like beat me up.
Yeah,
no,
I
it's
hate
just,
you for that.
In that moment, no matter how much love someone has shown you guys, like, for all my LGBTQ plus people out there, you guys know, as much love somebody has shown you, sometimes when you're scared to come out of the closet, you just think they're going to automatically hate you and, like, disown you.
Oh.
So it was so scary for me. But I think once I came out to Yuatsi and it was such a genuine reaction and,
yes.
like, genuine reaction. I mean, it was such a loving reaction that it just made me be like, so it made me feel more, like, comfortable and that I could trust her. And I feel like...
Yeah.
That really made my bond with not only her, but the rest of my family so much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But especially Yuatsi. Yuatsi never really questioned me. No, well, Yuatsi and Andrea, both of y'all, they never really questioned me and like my life choices or what I was doing or like makeup. Like Yuatsi was the one who taught me how to do makeup and stuff like that. So with my parents, it's a little harder because it was a lot of questions like, what are you doing?
I was actually excited when he told me that he was going to start doing makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Because he would ask me for tips. Yo supposedly the MUA del año, eh?
But she was good at makeup.
I was all right. Like, in esos tiempos, I guess I was like, okay. I was already like messing with the Naked palettes by Urban Decay. Like, those were my go-to palettes. Like, I had a little collection of palettes of eyeshadow and brushes and all that. So then when Louis was like, hey, like, can you help me, like, do my eyeshadow?
Yeah,
I was like,
eyeshadow.
I was so excited because, like, nobody in my house wanted to mess with makeup. My friends didn't really do their makeup. So I was like, hell yeah. I was like, I was all excited to teach him.
And I remember her literally telling me that, like, as she would always teach me. She'd be like, this is so cool. She's like, I've never been able to talk to makeup to anyone. Like, I guess in the house, because Andrea wasn't doing makeup. My parents obviously didn't really care for it.
Yeah.
And my mom, she just had like her simple makeup routine.
Yeah.
So she was like, this is fun. Like, and she was teaching me about all the palettes. And like, Yuatsi gave me my first brush set.
How cute.
And you guys, biggest heartbreak of my life. Ever since she gave me that set, I always told myself that I was going to save that brush set. Almost like a little...
memory.
Sentimental memory, like forever.
Yeah.
Bitch, I remember. I remember my favorite one was a concealer brush from that set.
Yeah.
And I went to a hotel because I was still using them during my tour, the Baddest Perras tour.
Oh, when you did you were doing for your eyebrows. No?
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And I think I left my whole makeup bag in one of the hotel rooms or something like that, and I just. I lost.
And as you were talking to me, I just got a flashback, and I remember what makeup brush.
You know which one? It was like nude with like gold.
Yeah, I just remembered. I got it on Amazon.
Oh, really?
I wonder if it's still there.
And she gave me like a few brushes and like eyeshadow brushes and stuff. Like that's how I was like practicing.
I was like, go be an MUA. Yeah. You got this.
Yeah, it was really good practice for me. And like she would show me how to do my makeup. So that's like another really cool like bonding moment we had.
Yeah, with the makeup.
And then... obviously, after that, it was, like, our social media stuff, and that made us bond even closer because
made
I pushed
her.
Made us
be popular from TikTok.
I pushed her to, like, continue doing like her social media as well and just like have fun with it.
Thank goodness you did, or else I'd be at Applebee's still.
Oh, they treated her so bad at Applebee's. They did. And like, look, even to show you guys like our bond, like I feel like we both looked for each other for a lot of things. Yeah. At this point, like I said, like I was already older, so like we could bond over more things. So she would ask me certain questions about certain things, or I would ask her questions. Like with college, we would ask each other a bunch of stuff
and relationship advice too. Oh,
yeah, we would ask each other a lot of relationship advice.
Oh, we were talking about how our weekly little therapy sessions in my room.
Yeah, that was like during all that.
Yeah, a lot of it was also like just relationship advice, and I would help out Louis, and sometimes I would just vent to Louis, and I'd be like, help me, even though he didn't really have that much experience because he was younger than me, but he would still, like a therapist, I would tell him, he'd be like, oh, why don't you try this?
I feel like that's one thing I take a lot of pride in. I'm very, how do I say it? I'm very wise with my words. I feel like I'm good at giving people good advice, and...
Wait, I just remembered something. I don't know how I remember this, but I even posted it on my Facebook. This is how long ago it was. So this is how good he was at giving advice and like with his words. I remember I was having like trouble with like, I think an ex in like junior year. And I didn't know if I should go back to him or not. And I was just like going back and forth. And then Louis gave me this like crazy little visual, little advice moment. He was just like, well... A ver si te acuerdas.
And I'm trying to remember.
He was just like, well, the way I see it is your ex is like a candy, right? Oh, yeah, a bag full of candies. And then he was like, you grab the candy, you tried it, you didn't like it. You're not going to put it in the bag. You're going to throw it away and you're going to grab a new candy and try it.
Yeah, oh my God, sick. I remember that. Me.
Yeah, that's crazy how I remember that. But I was like, when he told me that, I was like,
because I'm telling y'all, I'm a fucking visual person. Yeah. And I remember I was trying to give her advice and explain it to her.
Like a little analogy is what he was trying to do. Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that's sickening. I remember that very vividly. She literally, that was literally her reaction when I told her.
I was like, oh, you're, like, right. And like, I really took it to heart when he told me that. I was just brainstorming the whole like night. And I was like, you're right. I definitely should not go back because ya lo probé y no me gustó.
It was like a... She was going through a really big heartbreak at that
yes,
time.
Yes, I was.
And I think it was like your first relationship, yeah, right? Yeah, I know exactly who it was. Yeah. And I literally told her, I was like, men are like candies. I was like, you have a bag full of them. I was like, try it. If you don't like it, throw it away. But like, you're not going to get the candy back from the trash can and like bite it.
Exactly.
I'm like, maybe I should take my own advice. Everyone's telling me sure enough.
And he, I thought it was like such a nice little analogy that I remember posting it on my Facebook wall. I think that's what it was called. But I posted it. I was like, guys, so my little brother said. And I posted it because I thought it was like genius. We should put that on a shirt.
For real.
That was good.
No, yeah, that was kind of sickening. Wow, I was so wise.
Freaking mocoso, like 10 years old, all wise.
Literally. But yeah, I feel like our little like relationship through college, we got really close as well. And then like Yoati helped me get like my first job.
Oh my God.
When I was in high school, I was I think a senior in high school.
Yeah, because you had to be a senior to work, right? At Kmart.
Yeah, so I was a senior and she helped me like how to apply and like how to get in there, who to talk to. She talked to like the managers, like, hey, my little brother's applying, like if you guys
can get him in,
blah blah. I get like a recommendation vibe. And I got in, I got my first job. I felt really sickening because not a lot of people in my school were working.
Yeah.
But I had like my first job there. And then after that, Yoati ended up moving to Applebee's, like she mentioned earlier. And then I tried getting it. Like, I just wanted to follow what she was doing because, one, I felt safe. And two, like, we had a really close bond at that time. Like, we would go to work together sometimes. Like, we would even try to get our schedules the same so we could drive together and leave
together.
And
he would help me at my work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With your sections?
Yeah, like, sometimes, because I worked in, like, the jewelry department, and had your own little department. Uh-huh. What was it?
It was, like, the stupid-ass department. Department? It was, like, nobody would really visit my department, so it was so easy
for me to... It was, like, hardwares or, like, housewares.
It was, like, all, like machines, like, the spray paints, like, tires. Hardwares.
Yeah.
Hardware. So, like, not too many people would go there. Or I would have to do like the toy section and like the fishing and all that section.
Yeah. Or he would sometimes just do online orders in the back.
Oh,
yeah,
I would just hide in the back. I was like, But
sometimes we had to have like those sections cleaned by the end of the night. Or dude, they were so mean. You're like, you can't leave till you're done.
Or like all our go backs and all this shit.
Yeah. So sometimes I like was not able to. And then I think when Louis started working there is around the time that I was already pregnant with Travis. So, like, dude, me cansaba un chingo, and, like, I couldn't finish. So, if he would finish, he'd be like, you need help? And I was like, oh, and he would come help me, like, clean up or put my go-backs away.
And I wouldn't tell, like, at a store writes me a letter. Because I wouldn't tell the managers that I was done with my section. I would just, like, sneak off and go to her section to, like, help her. Or I'd be like, what are you doing? Like, while she was just in the jewelry department. And I would say that I wasn't, because if I told them that I was done, they'd either make me go do online orders or I have to go to the register, like, some, or clean some shit.
They would make them do something else.
I was like, why go help someone else when I can just help my sister? So then I would go and, like, help her put your little socks back in the section.
Do you remember the socks?
The little socks.
I was like, I need to do rewraps or whatever.
With your little gun. I remember that stupid gun.
Yes, I was like,
dude, she was doing rewraps like every fucking second of the day. They would take like one pair and shit.
Yes, so that was my job. Like, if somebody would do that, I would have to rewrap them or like put new like tags. A new price. So I was like, and then, because of that, I couldn't clean the rest of the department because I was doing that for like, I don't know how long.
Yeah. And then I would also help her when we were closing up the store. She would have to put all the jewelry on the bottom shelf.
Oh, yeah.
So I would, like, help her, like, do all that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
and technically, that's all bad. But we weren't supposed to have anybody help us because some of the jewelry was, like, expensive jewelry. Fine jewelry. And, like, it had diamonds and everything. But I'd be like, just come over here and help me. And he'd help me, like, put stuff away. Because the sooner the better. And we'd get to go home.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We would, like, go home sooner if, like, we all finished quickly. And
yeah.
She would, like, tell me about, like, the jewelry and, like, everything. I don't know. She was, like, sterling silver and Supa Tuscana.
Supa Tuscana. I don't remember. All Olive Garden.
It was, like, all these weird gems and shit. And I was, like, okay.
It's crazy. But then Applebee's, it didn't work out for you. But that was, like, a blessing in disguise.
A blessing in disguise.
100%.
Because I was going crazy. I was, like, I need another fucking job. And I was, like, she had already left Kmart, so I was kind of, like, sat in there, and I didn't really talk to a lot of people.
But I was over Kmart, you guys.
Kmart was, like, high school part two.
Yeah, and I was, they were not paying me enough at all.
And they would treat her like shit.
Yeah.
Well, because we're kind of talking shit about Kmart. It wasn't Kmart. It was like a certain manager.
It was one manager.
The other managers were nice.
Yeah. A lot. The other ones were super nice. But there was one in particular that for whatever reason, like to pick on me and like to make my life like a living bully. Hell. And I was nice. So I feel like también gente se pasa. When you're nice, they step all over you and they want to be nicer. They want to be mean to you. I think because they want to get like a reaction out of you or something.
Like, I hated that certain manager because like this is like Big Brother Louis stepping up. Because, like, Yoatsi wouldn't stand up for herself. And, like, she was pregnant. So obviously, she was also really emotional. So, like, the manager would, like, pick on her. And then, like, she would, like, Yoatsi wouldn't stand up. She'd just cry. She'd either cry and, like, leave or go to her break or, like, just, like, struggle. Mm-hmm. So then I'd be like, ooh. And I would start telling them all shit or whatever. And that manager, for some reason, would, like, eat my ass. Not literally, but she was, like,
in love with me. She liked you a lot.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, that's my sister, right? And she was like, well, you guys are so different. I was like, we're literally the exact same. Like, I was trying to figure her out and be like, why are you being, like that to her? And, like, she'd always, like, be like, hey, Yoatsi. And she'd be like, oh, my God, Louie. And I was like, shut up. I don't fuck with people.
She like wasn't that. Like that with me at the beginning. She was so nice because she knew my mom from Mi Pueblo. Uh-huh. So she would tell me, like, oh, my God, you're a really good worker. Like, I really like you. You're going to be one of the good employees here.
Yeah.
So, honestly, low-key, I feel like it just, I don't know. Something. No sé qué chingados pasó. But something, somewhere in there, she was like, I hate her all of a sudden.
And, like, she would, like, turn everything against Yoatsi for, like, the smallest thing ever. But, yeah, I feel like that's how close I was to Yoatsi. Or, like, I feel like I even cut off so many people in my life who, like, if they like, were, like, rude to her or, like,
didn't
like her for whatever reason.
As siblings should, because in my opinion.
Like, yeah, like, obviously everyone's relationship with their siblings a little. It's really crazy to me, actually, getting on that topic. I get a lot of really sweet messages from you guys being like, wow, I love the relationship you have with your sisters.
Every time we like film together or something.
People are like, oh, I wish I had that with like my brother or like my sibling. I'm like, that's so crazy because I feel like we grew up in a very family oriented home. So it's really nice. So I don't know. It makes me sad. I wish that everybody could experience it. Like, because it's like you really do have each other's backs and like it's what makes you guys closer. And we're hoping, not hoping, we will be having Andrea in one of the episodes. And we really want you guys to dive into her little world and how we were with her.
We're
going to
dig into her brain.
Yeah, I feel like that. You guys know Andrea doesn't really talk a lot, but I feel like this is going to be sickening to like have
Andrea,
her open up about everything.
Yeah, and Andrea's like, she's like one of us, but different.
I feel like all three of us are very different. I want you to describe yourself and I'm going to describe myself.
Myself?
Yeah, because I'm saying we're all really different. So like, I want to describe Andrea, but I'd rather wait until she's in an episode to really have her explain herself. But like, how would you like describe it? Like your style, the way that you carry yourself, your
pretty. That's it.
I'm like, well,
I feel like, well, I don't really know.
I'm just an atom. Adam. No, not an Adam, like Addy.
I'm like, Adam, are you okay here?
Adam, come out. No, I meant like
the shelf.
He's like,
hello.
No, I meant like anatomy and Adam. Like, we're all made of. What? I thought it was a spider. I got so scared.
I saw something. I was like,
I was like, fucking daddy long leg.
No. But how am I? I would say I'm pretty like mom stuff.
Bitch, that's not a personality.
I get nervous. She's when like, I'm mom when I have to describe myself, I get nervous. I hate it. Like when they're like, describe yourself.
I know.
Five
why
words.
Are you all red? You literally turned so red.
I'm a tomato.
You can't see it on her face because of the foundation, but you can see it on her neck.
Okay. No. I feel like I'm pretty girly and I'm pretty like outgoing, but overall I have that like very nurturing vibe where I love to like take care and like very nurturing. And I think it comes from like my kids and
you're all bird.
like my siblings too. So I feel like I'm like that, but I'm also outgoing and I like to be funny. I don't like to be like all city vibes. Is that good?
I'm like,
need a little bit of work.
No, I feel like the way I'll describe myself, all right.
Crickets.
I know. I'm like, well, that's the end of the pod. No, I feel like, how do I describe myself? I have a very unique sense of style, I feel. And it's something definitely that I take pride in. I was bullied for it, like, all my whole fucking school life. So I feel like that's why now I take pride in my unique sense of style. Like, I like being that girl who, like, pulls up to a party and is like, the fuck are you wearing? Or, like, why are you wearing that? But I'm like, sorry about it. Like, I rather stand out than, like, hide. So
there you go.
Like, it's very Leo of me.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Very Leo.
I take pride in that. I feel like I'm very outgoing and I love meeting new people. I feel like a lot of people feel like I'm bullshitting when I say that because I get anxiety.
And I was about to say, I get anxiety.
And that's like, I love meeting new people, you guys. Or like, I love making new friends. Or I love when like I run into you guys and you guys just want to like have a full on conversation with me. I think
that's
so
cute.
Yeah. But there's been people who like either haven't approached me because they think I look mean or they take it wrong when I get really anxious.
Do you think we look mean?
Bitch, everybody tells me I look mean.
Do
I need to tell you guys a little story right now. I think we just have like a resting bitch face, which sucks. And I think one, we might have like a resting bitch face, and two, we both get anxiety.
Oh, so much anxiety.
People like, I don't really get a lot of anxiety when it's like one or maybe two people come up to me, but there'll be times when it's a lot of people and I get a lot of anxiety. And I feel like sometimes people will like, what's the word? Perceive it? Or
yeah. They'll like think
they'll take it as like, they don't even want to talk, but it's like, oh, I wish people who like, who don't get anxiety could like step in and see.
There's been times, pobrecito, I feel so bad where like, I can't remember the last time, but we were somewhere crazy and he got surrounded by like a big old bola of like supporters that obviously love him and wanted to say hi, but it got so intense for him that I remember grabbing his hand and he was shaking. Bitch. Like your hands were shaking.
Look, y'all, if you ever run into me,
so bad.
If you ever run into me, there's a lot of people. Like if I'm not prepared, like if I know, like when I'm having like an event or like a little meet and greet, or, like a show, I mentally prepare myself way before. Mm-hmm. But if you guys ever meet me and it's something like that, look at like I've gotten a lot better at it, trust me. But like if you look at my hands, I'm shaking like most of the time.
Especially if he's wearing nails, you can see the freaking uñas off them.
I hate it, but like it really does suck because some people don't like understand and they just think you're like trying to be rude. But it's to explain to you guys a little bit of like how bad it is. You want to enjoy the moment because, like, for example, I'm talking to you guys, the people who understand me and view the stuff that we do, and they love it. So you want to have a good communication, but your brain is in like defense mode, not like fight, but it's in panic. Like, how do I get out? Uh-huh. Not because I'm hating the situation, but my brain and my anxiety is literally like,
it, like, panics.
You need to run, like, go get help, like. My brain, like, sometimes people will be telling me things and it doesn't even process through my mind.
Because you're panicky.
Yeah,
you're
and like, I'm like, panicking. Like, how do I get out of here? Not because I'm like, I don't want to talk to you guys, but like, it's just the fucking anxiety, you guys. Like, I'm just like, ew, like, even talking about it, I start shaking. Like,
Dude, anxiety is such a nightmare.
It really does suck, but.
We'll have an episode where we talk about, like, mental health issues, because that's important. And we'll get into that on another episode.
Or, like, it'll be, yeah, not to, like, fully get into it, but, like, there'll be, like, some viewers who, like, will come up to me and talk to me, and I feel like the people who have anxiety see it because I've literally had a moment where I was talking to a girl and there was a lot of people. It was so sweet. She literally grabbed my hand. She's like, oh, why are you shaking? Like, she's like, are you okay? Aww. Do you have like, are you getting anxiety? And like, I like came back into life and I was like, oh yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry. And like, she didn't even ask me for a picture. Like, I think she just wanted to like make sure that I was okay. And like, she just wanted to have a phone conversation with me. But one, I got sad because I was like, fuck, like people can see it. Mm. But like two, like I was like, oh, that was so sweet of him.
People, some of you are like literally the sweetest things. Yeah. One thing that I'll
know. Some of you, bitch, everyone.
No, a lot of you, sorry. No, most of you.
You're still trying to like nitpick at it.
Like, never mind.
Like, what's another synonym?
A lot of you are super sweet, but some of you literally go above and beyond with your sweetness. One time, I went to the Bad Bunny concert. Y también I had like this crazy experience where I met a lot of supporters and I was pregnant with Ella. Dude, I had like such a bad panic attack. Like, not, it's not your guys' fault. It's just how we are with our anxiety. Mm-hmm. I was panicking so hard. There were so many of you like trying to say hi or whatever. Y también after a little bit, this family pulled me to the side and they're like, oh, we just want to do like a little prayer for you and baby, your baby. Aww. And I was like, so cute. So like, nos abrazamos, like nos agarramos de las manos with their family. It was like the dad, and the dad did like a whole prayer for baby Ella. Oh, and it was so, so cute. They were like sending light and positive vibes to my baby. So I was like, oh, that is so freaking sweet. Like, some of you will literally go above and beyond. And like, I love that. Yeah. It's so sweet.
No, yeah, but we really appreciate you guys and thank you for being so understanding with us and the way that we are at times because of our anxiety. But talking about anxiety, that's another thing that we've bonded over.
We have the same therapist.
I was going to say, that's like another thing we bonded over. Like, we have the same therapist. Obviously, we don't really tell each other what goes on with like our therapy sessions and stuff. But yeah. It's another thing that we were able to bond over and not feel crazy about. Like, I don't know. I think I've talked about it before. I think it's therapy could be good for anyone, whether you have anxiety or you just wanted someone to listen or talk to you. It's,
whether
it's
you really have good. Trauma or not either. Yeah. I think just therapy is good for everyone.
And it like, it's helped us with a lot of things. So high five to us. But yeah, as you guys heard with all of our little crazy stories right now, we've bonded over so many
different things.
Yeah. And it's made our bond really, really great. So I feel like that's a reason why I'm so excited to like just film this together, and we were able to like finally get it going. Like I said,
I know we've been planning this for a while.
Bitch, I think our managers and everybody helping us put this together are all mad at us.
They're like, finally.
It's because it took forever.
It's because también what slowed me down a lot was the baby.
Yeah, it was we've literally been working on this for over a year.
Yeah, that's, dude.
But. So we had to make sure baby Ella was we had to make sure baby Ella had a safe delivery and everything. But another thing that was holding us back was like our setup. But we were like, no, yeah, chica,
no matter. We're like, let's do it.
Yeah.
We're excited.
So we were able to finally get our shit set up and we have it here rolling. And we hope you guys enjoyed our very first episode.
There's gonna be a lot more. Yes.
We have so many great ideas.
Stories. I think we're gonna have guests.
We're gonna have some good guests.
So it's gonna be really fun. And we're also gonna bring Andrea for some episodes. So you guys are gonna love it.
Let us know any suggestions down in the comment section. You guys is all going to be very helpful to us since this is like our first episode. We would love to hear what you guys want to see more of, like topics you guys want, or just any suggestions you guys have. We already have like a whole list of things that we want to talk about and stuff like that. But as for equipment wise, we'll have way better lighting. We'll have a prettier setup.
Leave suggestions about decor too. For real. Send us a designer or
they're
a decorator.
Like, like, how about you guys just don't do video?
We don't like what we see.
For real. But we hope you guys enjoyed this first episode of Pretty Not Smart with Louis, aka the Baddest Perra.
And you what?
Yay! Make sure you guys. I don't know. Do they subscribe to like podcasts?
Just like, subscribe, comment, everything.
But yeah, and we'll see you guys on the next time
we upload. Peace. Bye, guys.
We're on YouTube video. I'm like, no, yeah, but
we'll come up with a better catchphrase. But
I know we're like, how do we end this?
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye, stupidas.
Bye.